Qui vult venire post me.
September 26, 2020, Luke 9:43b-45. Everyone was awestruck by the greatness of God. But while everyone was full of admiration for all he did, he said to his disciples, "For your part, you must have these words constantly in mind. The Son of Man is going to be delivered into the power of men." But they did not understand what he said. It was hidden from them, so that they should not see the meaning of it, and they were afraid to ask him about it. It was a hard speech for the disciples to hear that their master will be delivered to men. Perhaps that was why there was already a barrier with them to understand the deeper meaning. Even when the Lord told his disciples on another occasion, "If you do not eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do have no life in you," many could not understand it and even turned away from him. The fact that God surrenders himself to men cannot be understood by the natural mind, because Jesus had done nothing that deserved to die. It is understandable that when a person has committed grave guilt, maybe he is able to see a severe punishment, even the death penalty, as just, and can see it as atonement. But God himself, Jesus delivers himself without the slightest guilt to sinners. This is where we need the supernatural light of faith, the Holy Spirit, to let us enter into this mystery of love. Because it is such a mystery. At no time was the Lord in a kind of powerlessness, at the mercy of betrayal and imprisonment. When, at the time of his capture, Jesus admonished Peter to put his sword into its sheath, he said, "Do not think that my Father would immediately send me more than 12 legions if I ask him to." Thus we stand in amazement before this great mystery, that the Lord gave his life for mankind and surrendered himself out of love for our Heavenly Father and for mankind, so that in him was accomplished that which gives us man salvation. Such a sacrifice receives its special splendor precisely from the voluntariness. It is not, therefore, an event in which we are involved, which we cannot change, and which, then, we make fruitful through our faith by offering to the Lord. But it's even more. It is a conscious act of the Son of God, an act of his divine sovereignty expressed in the surrender to the will of his Father. The disciples could not yet understand this. In an older monastic priory, which I use for the Liturgy of the Hours, the martyrs Justine, 166, and Simeon are celebrated today. When I read their life story in Hagiography, I came again in touch with this voluntary devotion out of love of God. Saint Justine came from Samaria. He was a great seeker of God and converted to the Christian faith on his way. Afterwards, he became a frank preacher of the gospel, which brought strong opponents to the scene. Finally, he was accused, and together with his disciples, among them a woman named Charito, was brought before the Roman city prefect Rusticus. they were to sacrifice to the gods, and then they would be released. All refused. So they voluntarily surrendered out of love for Jesus. The same happened to Saint Cyprian, 218, the bishop of Carthago, who suffered persecution under Emperor Decius and then martyrdom under Emperor Valerian, who aggravated the edict of persecution for Christians. His judge, Galerius Maximus, said to him, "The most holy emperors command you to sacrifice." Cyprian answered, "I do not." Galerius Maximus said, "Think it over." Cyprian said, "Do what you are ordered to do. In such a cause, there is no need to consider." It is again voluntariness that catches the eye, this act of the greatest love that is so beyond our human capacity. In the USA, and also in other countries, statues of saints are toppled, churches are profaned, horse sins are committed, and much more. These are already clear indications of what is yet to come in more countries. So it is very necessary to deepen the faith and to protect it from any secularization. Certainly, not everyone will be a martyr by blood, but anyone who is serious wants to follow the Lord must be prepared to bear witness to Jesus in this new pagan, increasingly darkened time. Let us do it, this voluntary out of love for the Lord, even if you will suffer disadvantages and persecution as a result. Jesus gave himself voluntary out of love. In his school, we will also learn this, an act of sovereign love. The Lord will know how to reward it.
The verse we will listen to says, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me."
Lex Domini Immaculata convertens animas. Testimonium Domini fidele sapientiam prestans parus.